Hello everyone and welcome back to Talk for Tuesday. This week we'll be talking about how to stay safe online, and here we have our computing teacher, Mr. Flynn.
Hello.
So what is online safety then?
Online safety is about just being safe while you're using the computer, whether it be playing games or using social media. And it's just about making sure you understand what you should be sharing and what you shouldn't be sharing.
Is there any ways you can prevent, that stuff, leaking out? Like, if someone's hacked your phone or something like that,
The only way to prevent stuff from leaking out, especially from hacking, is not to have it there in the first place. The only thing you can do to try and keep yourself safe is, one, make sure that your security settings are set to private and you keep yourself private, only for you or for your friends. And think about what you are sharing, or think about what you are storing on your computer. And think about, when I say computer, your phone as well. Just think about the kind of things you're putting on there. But whenever it comes to sharing anything with anyone else, no matter who it is or what you're sharing, have a little think to yourself. Would I be embarrassed if someone else seen this? If my mum, nan, auntie, someone seen this, would I be embarrassed by it? And if the answer to that question is yes, then you've got to think, should I really be sharing it?
That's some really good advice, because I know we probably all said something and then thought why did I say that, you know what I mean? So
your digital footprint, which is basically everything you do online, can come back years later and still cost.
I know, it'll be when I was 11, I got my phone, and then I used to take all these pictures on Snapchat, and then I'll look back now and it's you've got a memory from a few years ago, I'll click on it and it's so cringy.
People have lost jobs. People have had jobs, really good jobs, and they've lost them because of things they've said years in the past, because someone's brought it up and it was inappropriate, or it's more inappropriate now than it was then.
Yeah, that's jobs. A big thing with cancel culture, isn't it?
It is.
People saying racist things that weren't really that bad back then, but you would get absolutely destroyed for now.
Or they're taken out of context now as well. It usually happens.
So have you got any words about cyberbullying?
Cyberbullying is a really tough one, especially if they've got your phone number and you're getting the text messages. It can be really hard to turn around and separate yourself. But when it comes to cyberbullying, the best thing you can do is block the person. Don't reply to them. Take evidence, screenshot what's been happening. Make sure you've got your evidence for it, and then report it. Tell it to a parent or someone who cares. And that is basically any teacher or anyone who's involved in your life as an adult should really care enough to actually take this seriously. You can also report it to a place called CEOP, which you can find online, and they're really good. And you can report things to them, you can talk to them about things, and they will talk with you. And it stays between you and them, unless they fear that there is a real safety risk there, in which case they'll take it to where they need to take it to next. But places like that do exist, and they are really good to know about and to actually go on and use.
I've my family's always said just block them, but there's people who are really relentless and they make new accounts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, is there any way you could stop that?
All you can do is block the accounts as they're making them, keep the screenshots and report it, and eventually you can get it done, because if they're doing that, it's actually harassment, and that is something that you can go to the police with. And if they can prove that it's that person doing it, and they will investigate it, then it can be stopped in that way.
So what are some examples of social media?
Social media is anything where you talk to people online. So whether it be the traditional ones of Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, they're all evidence of social media. But then you've got things when you're playing on your games. So PlayStation Plus, those kind of things, Fortnite, all these kinds of games, anything where you're online doing something and you're talking to other people is social media. You are being social with other people.
So social media has got to affect our screen time. So how can you avoid spending a lot of time on screen?
Self-discipline. Or the discipline of your parents, putting discipline in place and telling you. I mean, if you're spending more than an hour and a half, 2 hours on a computer or on a screen at night, then I'd have issues with that at your age, because you really don't need it. You need to be out doing things more. You need to be exercising more rather than sitting there. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm one of the pale kids. I spent a lot of time on a computer in a darkened room, not getting any sun. And it's just not good for you. You need to be out there and doing things.
So, so your parents could put like times on, like on a certain amount of time on what you can have on your screen time each night.
A lot of the service providers, the internet service providers like Sky, Virgin, places like that, actually provide all that there, and all your parents got to do is be aware that that's available to them, and they can go online and they can change that, and you can have settings where people, you can't access it between certain times, and you can make all those settings, and it just takes a little bit of time to set up, but once it's there, it's there.
Like, I remember, when you fiddle with your settings in your phone, on like YouTube, Instagram, you can see like they do set reminders for you to like let you to know, God, if you just got to turn the setting on.
I've got that on mine. It reminds me every hour to have time off my screen.
I don't.
Yeah. It's good for your eyes as well. You've got to take time off the screen because you're just sitting there looking at that same picture all the time, or that movement of pictures. You're not going to do your eyesight any good whatsoever.
That's why I have the blue light filter on.
So what's like internet safety then?
Internet safety, it's about you being aware of what you're doing online, because the internet's this great place where we have free thought and free speech, and it's whenever you've got that, you've got to be aware of what you're doing, because people will take that to the extremes. So internet safety is about you being aware of your actions online, and you being responsible for your actions online. You'll never be responsible for everyone else's actions, so it's about making sure that what you do is careful and thought through, and that you're keeping yourself online and you're making those decisions yourself.
Well, thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
And remember, if you're online and like someone sends you a message, remember to stop, block and report if you don't know them. See you next week. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Ta-ra.